Bill, if you would, talk to us about the big gospel book which is presented on Christmas and on Pascha.
Well, you know, as I said before, we have a few riches. One that I spoke about was the cross, which, you know, we should really keep that in a place that we could appreciate. However, we have the book of Gospels that is kept in the safe. There's an unusual story that goes with this, because it is a priceless item that I believe was smuggled here during the revolution of Russia, 1914. This beautiful book has a mosaic gold cover, is brought out on high holy days of our church, Christmas and Easter. And the gospel lesson is read by the priest and used in processions. The book has been venerated by thousands of worshipers for over more than a century. It was printed and made in Russia in 1893. Purchased by our church from the Basilican monks in 1929. How it got here, I don't know, but I just think that it was smuggled. An intriguing inscription is written in Russian stating that it was gifted to the Church of Religious School of Art, Tsarskoye Selo, that's the Tsar's village in Russia. That's what it's known as. That village is still there. And that's where the Tsar spent the latter part of his life. And it was gifted by a lieutenant, Soldentikov, in 1905. This is the same 12 or 13 years. This is sometimes between 12 and 13 years before the Russian Revolution. This is where Tsar Nicholas and his family were arrested and shortly after were brutally murdered in 1918, Yekaterinburg. George Matvey and I had the pleasure and the opportunity to restore this book. The restoration really didn't mean that we tore it apart. It was simply cleaning it up. We carefully got our instructions from the Metropolitan Museum of Art as to how and what to use to clean up this book. And we spent several weeks in the sacristy, and I'll tell you, every time I came here, it was just so touchy to work at that beautiful gospel. So there we have it, and it looks like it was never used today. It's just a beautiful work of art. That's it.
Thank you.